Phil, 10 games left. Can Darlow get into the playoffs?
Yeah, definitely. That's the objective. It was the objective at the beginning of the season, and it still remains it now. We've had a little bit of a blip, but I think the start we got off to, we knew that there would be a little bit of a blip, but we're in a healthy position. And to be fair, when you get into the playoffs, I've been in a few teams with different clubs, and it's all about timing. So if you can 10-game run now, if you can get that right for going into the playoffs, it would be the perfect time.
There's one or two clubs having blips themselves. For example, Halifax lost to Alfreton the other night.
Aye. There's, in this league, anyone can beat anyone. It's a difficult league to pick up wins every week. And you look at where recent results haven't been bad. I mean, we should have put most out of the sword on Saturday, maybe, but we're unbeaten in a couple of that, and we'll be taking that into the game against Stalybridge on Saturday. But like I said, anybody can beat anyone in this league, so there's no guarantees of results. If we can get results together, I'm pretty certain we'll make the playoffs.
Quakers have done really well away from home, though. Lost only three all season on the travels.
No, I think we're a difficult team to play against. It's excuses at times, but the pitch at Blackwell makes it difficult to play productive football. Sometimes we have to go a bit too direct. But so it maybe suits us sometimes when we go away from home, because the pitches are a little bit better than ours. I know both teams have to play on it at Blackwell, but with the quality of the players that we've got in our team, I think a better pitch suits us. So going away on Saturday will be possibly working in our favour, and we're fans travelling good numbers, so that works out well for us.
Stalybridge's pitch might be a little bit heavy though, mightn't it, because they had a game postponed in midweek. So do you think that'll benefit us or not?
It's not so much whether it's heavy or not. If it's wet, then it's flat, so you can play a little bit on it. It's this time of year when it starts to dry out, and the state of the pitch when it's dried out makes it a lot worse. So if it's wet and the ball will roll on it, then it's fine. Our fitness levels are quality here. We've got an age group in the squad where everyone looks after themselves, so tiring on a pitch is not an issue for me.
But hopefully, though, Darlow can keep this good run going and keep the pressure on the other clubs in the playoffs.
Oh, without doubt. We've got 30 points to play for, and we'll be trying to get maximum. I think, am I right in saying we're 4 points off the fifth place? So 1 point off. So we'll be looking to catch them points up at the weekend, and every game you win, and it's putting pressure on the other teams. In a way, sometimes you prefer to be where we are, because we're almost playing in a situation where we haven't got anything to lose, whereas the ones that are in the playoffs will constantly be panicking, looking over their shoulders.